Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of the most closely watched races in the country is still being closely watched. Maine's 2nd Congressional District remains up for grabs between incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin, who's seeking a third term, and Democrat Jared Golden of Lewiston. There are also two independents. Now the contest will be decided by Maine's new first-in-the-nation instant runoff system for congressional races. The system is known as ranked choice voting. Susan Sharon reports.
It's been a costly and combative campaign with a barrage of negative television ads bashing the two leading candidates for weeks. At 65, Poliquin is a former state treasurer with a background in finance. Not quite 40, Golden is a state legislator and Marine Corps veteran. But you might not recognize either man from the messages heard on TV. There were more ads shown in the 2nd District than anywhere else in the country, in part because Poliquin was identified as being vulnerable to defeat as Democrats sought control of the U.S. House. Together, political action committees and the campaigns spent nearly $20 million on the race, which has now come down to the wire.
We're going to monitor this very closely. We're not going to get a final result tonight.
Late in the evening, Republican Bruce Poliquin addressed his supporters at Dysart's in Bangor.
You folks are terrific. We cannot be where we are at without all these terrific volunteers. So I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. But I came out tonight to say, go to bed unless you want to keep.
Poliquin has previously left open the possibility that he might file a legal challenge if ranked choice voting comes into play in the race. And late Tuesday night, he again declined to address that question when asked about it by reporters. If no candidate gets at least 50% of the vote, the ranked choice system comes into play. In this race, it will mean that supporters of trailing candidates, independents Tiffany Bond and Will Hoare, will have their second and third place choices redistributed to Poliquin and Golden, which makes predicting a winner difficult.
I voted for Poliquin. That's it. I left the rest of it blank.
Jeremy Perry of Milo didn't opt for a second or third candidate on his ballot. He's not a big fan of the ranked choice system and hopes there aren't any glitches.
I just hope it's done correctly. But if he loses, you know, the people of Maine spoken.
At the Jared Golden campaign in Lewiston, a crowd of more than 150 erupted into cheers as they watched national returns on a big screen TV showing Democrats on the brink of recapturing a majority in the U.S. House. In Maine, beating an incumbent is an uphill battle. It hasn't happened in Maine's 2nd congressional district in more than 100 years. But speaking to his supporters, Golden sounded like he's poised to make history. Working people, he says, are hungry for someone who's going to fight for them. And he says he'll start by protecting and expanding access to health care.
Not going to vote to take coverage away from you or to let insurance companies discriminate against sick Mainers, charge the elderly more for their care.
You can do it.
That's right. That's why I'm going to continue to support this national movement to raise wages for working middle-class people and oppose any more tax giveaways for the wealthiest and most powerful in this country.
Golden said he was proud that his campaign didn't take any corporate money, even though people told him that he could never win without it. He hasn't won yet, but he likes the signs he's seeing, except for when his 2003 pickup broke down Election Day morning in Bangor, before he'd even had a chance to vote. The truck carried me as far as it could in this campaign, Golden said, and then he was on his own. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Susan Sharon.